The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour. And youth waterfowlers, if you're on your way to the duck blind, the goose pit, give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680. The first hour kind of got away from us, and we forgot to mention that it is the last day of the waterfowl season, and it's dedicated to youngsters 16 and under, hunting with an unarmed adult who also has a proper license. So we just ask that you would, if you want to, join in, call in if you'd like. And we'll be glad to talk to you. If you got a carload of kids, that'd be great. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. For those of you on your way to the NRA show, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you want to go back tomorrow, I don't know if you heard it or not in the last hour, but they have this bounce program. Bounce back tomorrow. Just save your ticket stub from today, and you can go in for free tomorrow. And we'll be playing those notices, and this will be the last week for the Great American Outdoor Show promotion. But during the last hour, we got long winded with the in particular with the opening monologue there, and at the end we ran a little short. So we're going to make up for that by playing spots, commercial spots from our sponsors, which is Hafer's Gunsmithing and Redneck Blinds, and then also Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex. So if you'll indulge me for 2 minutes, you can call in while these commercials are playing, and then we'll get on with the show. You're going to run this hour with your calls, 410-922-6680. Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing. On the web at Hafer'sGuns.com. Or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Ready to take your phone calls here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Talking to the folks at DNR, the official deer numbers are coming out. And I don't know if you remember it or not, but for several years in a row, we had harvested over 100,000 deer in the state during all the seasons. The deer numbers are slowly, you know, they've declined in general by about a third from 200. Let me see. I got the number here somewhere. I'll give you that correct number here in just a second. Give me a second. Wasn't ready for to go here, but that's okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. There we go. We're looking in 2002. We were looking at 294,208. 2002, that was 15 years ago. That was the deer herd in Maryland. Mm-hmm. Okay? Everybody was crying. There's too many deer. There's too many deer. You know, got to do something. So the bag limits were liberalized. 10 does in muzzleloader season, 10 does in firearm season, 10 does in archery season. In the central part of the state, in suburbia, unlimited does with archery tackle, $1 per season, $1 in firearms, $1 in muzzleloader, $1 in bow season, okay? It's still that way. Once you kill $2, you can get a bonus buck tag, okay? But you need to kill 2 does before that. You following me?
I got you.
Okay, and you know, everybody said, oh, well, we went to that electronic check-in system. People were registering their ghost does and all this stuff. Well, the only reason they register ghost does or check-in ghost does, like this poacher that we read about last week, is because they either have a buck on the ground, you know, and they need to buy a bonus stamp to cover it, or, you know, they've located a buck that they want to shoot. So that, you know, so what wildlife says is the ghost doe thing is a little overrated because we base that, you know, our kill and that type of thing on the bonus buck tags that are purchased. I mean, it's a relationship there. In other words, nobody's going to buy a bonus buck tag unless you buy it up front, okay? Unless you've killed your 2 does.
Right.
Okay. The number of ghost does that lead to the third bonus buck tag is smaller than people think, according to wildlife officials. Okay. So anyway, that's it. Anyway, we went from that high of 294,208 in 2002. The last estimate last year, 2015-16 season, was 213,574. So we dropped our deer population in 15 years by 80,000 animals. Nearly a third. Okay. So our harvest has been consequently going down. It went up and up and up and up because of the amount of deer harvested, and now it's starting to level off and start to trend back down. Now, we were up a little bit this year, but that deer population goes between 190 and 210, 190 and 210. I mean, let's face it, you take a buck and a doe, get together in the breeding season, and both of them survive at the, 300 days, 200 days later, you got 4 deer, usually. Doe typically drops a twin fawn. So 1 + 1 = 4.
Yeah. Okay.
You like that, Matt?
I like that, Matt.
You like that, Matt? Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Miss Robin.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Like I said previously in my text,
yes.
Radio's newest duo.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been thinking about something, Alan. If you take into consideration those 2 deer, the one in the video that was sick,
yeah,
and then the one that I harvested in Kent County.
Right.
The one in the video was Talbot County, just to demonstrate
right.
How far apart these deer were.
Right. Frank sent me a video of a deer, and I mentioned, I think, last week, in the final stages of what looked to be brain abscess disease.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the one you harvested in Kent County was definitely damaged somehow, probably the same affliction.
So. Yeah, we suspect the same disease.
Yep. So,
but here's the question in my mind, Alan. I encountered 2 of these deer in one season, and 43 or 44 years, I'd never encountered anything
right,
like this.
Right.
And I'm wondering if the herd hasn't reached a point where the diseases are going to start running rampant.
Not that disease. And I'll tell you why. That disease mainly, the brain abscess disease, if you read the last issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we did an extensive piece on that. That disease usually affects mature deer. And, it comes from a bacteria in the soil. I think it's a bacteria. I better check my own magazine. I didn't write the article. But it comes from an element in the soil that takes place. The dead center epicenter of that disease is Kent County, Maryland. For some reason, the soil in Kent County, Maryland has this, and there's a name for it. Let's see what it's called.
Yeah, that's. I remember the article mentioning it.
A microbe. Arcanobacterium pyogenes. Arcanobacterium pyogenes. That's,
there's a tongue twister.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. That's abundant in the soil of the Upper Shore, primarily Kent County. And what happens is when these deer fight, and, you know, they've been rubbing trees and that type of thing, and they've been making scrapes and that type of thing, when they fight and they get an open wound on their head, their forehead or something like that, this bacteria gets into their the stitches.
Under the skin.
Yeah, the sutures in their skull. Gets under their skin. It gets into the skull matter and then actually penetrates into the brain through those sutures in the skull. Okay. And what first starts is it, you know, forms this massive, bacterial infection inside the skull, which presses on the brain. And if that membrane that lines the skull is ruptured in some way, of course, then it goes through the entire brain. But what it does is it eventually separates the skull, okay, and causes the antlers to become weak, the skull to separate, and, of course, the deer dies as a result of an internal skull fracture, usually. But what can happen is the horns can come loose, they can break apart, and, you know, it's primarily through the mature deer that do the fighting, Frank. You know, with each other. That's how it's spread. It can also be spread if one deer has it and is rubbing on a tree and another deer rubs on the same tree. I don't know if it can be spread by licking branches, you know, that when they work a scrape and they're licking an overhead branch or not. But this disease is more common in that area. But to extend the season to address that problem, that's not the problem. The problem is access. When you drive those back roads in Talbot County and Dorchester County and you see abundance of deer, you are primarily on small tracts of private land that don't allow hunting. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I could take you on a tour.
We've been on those tours.
Yeah.
We've been on those tours. You're also dealing with farmers who don't want to have hunters on their property for whatever reason. And the reason they give is liability. However, in the law is clear. If you give someone written permission to hunt on your property, okay, then the liability for any injury to the hunter is not that of the landowner. It becomes that of the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what my suggestion is to the farmers who are listening, if you like. If you allow hunters on your property, part of that written permission deal is that they are required to carry liability insurance. You can get liability insurance for $1 million or an umbrella policy for very little money.
Those tracts of land that Maryland offers, like that Seth place here in Easton.
Yeah.
I believe that's one of the requisites or requirements
sure.
to have insurance.
Sure. So, you know, if a farmer doesn't want to give hunters permission because they're afraid of liability, I'm not sure that's the only reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then
property damage.
Require them to have liability insurance, you know? And I understand it. You know, you don't know who these people are. You've got to have extreme vetting. Now, if you're going to lease your property, you can simply write into the lease, every person on this lease must have either a group insurance policy. Every person on this lease has to kill at least 4 does before they can take an antlered buck. You know, every person on this lease is required to help with deer management. Huh? You know, there's so much out there. There's so many tools out there for the farmers that are available. It's a done deal. So then the other thing is, you know, guys don't want to go and lease a farm, you know, and sign the lease for $10,000-$15,000 between however many guys, and then find out that, you know, the farmer's letting his hired guy go out there in the summertime and kill deer on crop damage permits. You know, so there's got to be a balance. There's got to be a way to work together, you know. So you just can't. Farmers have all the tools in the world. They have the deer management permits. They have, you know, that type of thing. The deer management permits are underutilized. So they say, well, okay, we have crop damage permits, but we can kill more deer with rifles. So they give them rifles, and they don't kill any more deer. Okay? We can kill more deer at night. Well, that rule went into effect years and years ago. Nobody shot deer at night on crop damage permits. So they abandoned the program. You know, we want A, B, C. They give them A, B, and C. And it still gets underutilized. So, you know, the goal here, if it's deer herd management and herd size, is a couple of things. Allow Sunday hunting, okay? When we're not fighting people like the horse community, and we're not fighting the Farm Bureau, allow Sunday hunting so that hunters can manage the herd. And our deer Sunday this year, Frank, our Sunday deer hunting harvest went up 20% over last year. 20%. And as the Sunday hunting numbers go up, the number of crop damaged deer goes down. They're not equal yet. There's still more deer killed on crop damage permits than are killed on Sundays, but they're getting close. It's like a sliding scale. The crop damage permits are going down. The Sunday hunting.
It's all in the numbers, huh?
It's all in the numbers. And if you want to look at numbers, you know, that's it. So, anyway, I like your idea. We'll talk about it after the break, okay?
Okay, Al. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, how about that? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is your fishing and hunting headquarters. They've been in business 60 years. It's the same location. 60 years, just off Beltway Exit 9. They've got all the firearms, and now's the time to get your gun in there to get it repaired. You know, if your scope got screwed up, get a new scope. Get them to bore sight it, then take it to the range. Get your rods and reels repaired. Get the new line put on, and you can do that all at Clyde Sports Shop. Perch start running. You know, crappies are running. Get in there and get your baits and get your lures and get your minnows, and they've got it. Again, they're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. You can hit them online at clydesports.com or call them at 410-242-6108. Hit that 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, Clyde Sports Shop.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70.
Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com, or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. Guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. We might as well give up and run if we let our God and guns.
All right, let's talk to Frank in Pasadena. Good morning, Frank. How are you, brother?
Okay.
What's up?
I'd like to advertise a trolling motor for sale. It's meant for bow-mounted boats. It was on a 23-foot deck boat, and it's meant to go over a trot line.
Oh, you mean for crabbing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Did Pepe get your phone number?
Yes.
He got it. Okay. If anybody's interested and they call in, you know, I don't like to put people's phone numbers, private phone numbers, out there on the air. This isn't the Sunday flea market. You can do that tomorrow morning if you want.
Okay.
But, you know, if we got anybody that's interested,
yep,
they'll call in and we'll try to make the connection. Is that
Thank
okay?
You.
You got it, buddy. What's the power of this trolling motor?
I don't know that it's rated in horsepower.
No, but it'd be rated by pounds of thrust and volts, and that is a 24 volt, 12 volt.
I'd say it's 24 volt.
Okay.
And I know the previous owner.
Yeah.
Used it for crabbing.
Okay. How many batteries did he run with it?
I believe two.
Two. Okay. That's okay. That's good.
Thank you.
All right, you got it, buddy. We got your phone number, right, Frank? Frank?
I'm not sure that. I don't think so.
Hold on.
Switch me back.
Hold on.
Did you get Frank's phone number? Put Frank on hold and get his phone number. Frank,
if we lose you, call back and Pepe will get your number, okay?
Thank you.
You got it. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Goodness gracious, we've been working on the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. I got some great stories in there, and this is the one issue that features some fishing. So, you know, we'll put a little stuff out there about fishing and let the folks decide whether they want to, you know, they want to pick up the magazine or not. Right, Robin?
Yep.
It's totally free. You know, and the current one is online now, the winter issue, and, you know, it's going to be up there for a few more weeks, but the winter issue features a story about the threat to bow hunting here in Maryland, and has to do with animal cruelty laws, has to do with Montgomery County, and, you know, here's the thing. We talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition every day during the session, every single day, and Robin can tell you this. What?
Nothing.
Speak your mind.
No. You live and breathe this stuff during the session. You do.
Do we work every day?
You work every day.
Do we talk to our advocate every day?
Multiple times a day.
Correct. And what do we talk about?
The issues.
Correct. The issues. Every day. And not just during session, right?
Not just during session. It gets very heated during session.
Very intense, sure.
Intense.
Yeah, because there's bills dropping every day and, you know, we've got to do. And we are constantly planning strategy. We are constantly on the phone with wildlife officials. We're constantly on the phone with lawmakers. We are, you know, in meetings and conference calls and things like that. And folks, you know, the Ellis Outdoors, the business, is certainly separated from the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
You don't make any money off of this.
Well, you can say it that way. I was going to be a little less blunt and say I'm a volunteer, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
You're very passionate about something.
I am. And I don't
because you're passionate.
And I don't get paid by the coalition. You're absolutely right. As executive director, I mean, I get a few expenses reimbursed. I mean, if I put a, you know, the constant contact email list, you know, you got to sign up for that once a year. If I put that on my credit card, the coalition doesn't have a credit card yet, but hopefully we will soon. But, you know, the effort that goes into this on all the issues facing hunters is incredible. Incredible. You know, we craft legislation. We work with the caucus to craft position papers. And, you know, we have two came out yesterday on the two gun bills, the antique bill and the transfer, secondary transfer bill. Those position papers will be the testimony of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus in the House and in the Senate. So, you know, it's not like I'm here pounding the drum, you know, to put money in my pocket.
Definitely not.
You know, we do have expenses. I said last week, I believe I said our budget was $80,000 a year. You know, last year on a failed effort, we spent $3,000 in printing. $3,000 in printing cost on a failed effort. You take it when you take it. Okay? So, hey, you know, you got to have 25 copies of testimony for the House. You got to have 50 copies for the Senate. When you have a 10-page testimony, the printing costs go up a little bit. We have our contract with our advocate. Okay? We have political contributions. People don't understand that part of it. If you want to be the delegate or the senator to remember you, you've been to some of those events with me. You've been to Shrimp Feast.
You need to go to the events. I mean, yeah. It might be a contribution, and it's a contribution that way, but you also have to put your face out there.
You got to put your face out there. That's right. That's right. We went to one. You and I went to one, and the delegate said, I'm going to put a hunt bill in. I hope it doesn't piss Alan off.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm like, really? Who am I? I'm just some guy, you know? So, anyway, so the point that Frank was making, Frank from Easton that called, was that, you know, and Mark made the same point, you know, the single focus group. Frank likened it to a union,
mm-hmm.
You know, the electricians union. They don't deal with plumbing issues. The nurses union doesn't deal with electrical issues. The teachers union doesn't deal with, you know, high structure steel issues. Okay. They deal with their own issues. We're the hunting coalition. So he likened that to a union. We'd like you to join the union.
I like that.
And here's the deal. We don't charge any union dues. We don't charge anything to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. All we ask is that you go online, give us your email, and every month or so, you're going to get a newsletter. We send an email blast out to our members, you know, a couple days before Blazing Camo Day. We put all that on Facebook. We reach, listen to this. Here's something interesting. I told you in the last hour on this expansion of the firearm season with the shares, 111 shares and the comments and all that stuff, we reached over 22,000 people that are involved in hunting.
And you get numbers back on that, right?
Yeah, Laura, our social media.
So when somebody questioned how you got that number because you've only got so many friends.
Yeah, we've got 3,000.
Actually get the numbers back to show how many people you really touched.
Exactly. So you got 3,000 friends. Some guy said, well, you only have 3,000 friends. And I said, you know, we had 111 shares. That means that there's 20 people in this group, and there's 100 in this group, and there's 300 in that group, and there's 1,000 in that group. And those people have all gotten the message.
But you actually get the numbers back.
That's how many people have actually seen that post. Okay?
I'm just saying, but you have the actual. You didn't make the number up.
I didn't make the number up. No, here's the printout.
I'll explain it to people that were questioning
you
yesterday.
Social media. Okay. So here's the deal. 22,300 at least people saw that post. Okay? At the top of our page, there's a donate button. Okay? You can make a contribution. Now, you can't buy tickets for the benefit. You can't buy tickets for the Kubota RTV. You know, you can't become a sponsor on that donate button because that's against the rules of Facebook. But because we're a nonprofit organization, you can make a donation. 22,300 people touched. How many times do you think that the donation button was plunged? What?
I know it wasn't plunged, but I can tell you that this
it was
just,
not. You're right.
I don't want to say aficionado, but I'm on it a lot, okay?
Really?
I never knew there was a donate button until you just said it right now.
Really?
I did not know that.
Well, we can't make it the whole page. Okay?
But, I mean, I'm just saying, on anything in social media, I did not know that there were donate buttons.
Well, I suggested when the bill failed and the bill was withdrawn yesterday by the sponsors, those two bills, I suggested to the Facebook audience that the Maryland Bowhunter Society and the Maryland Hunting Coalition deserves your support.
But I read that, and I still didn't know there was a donate button.
I got it. Okay. I'm not a blatant guy about it. You know, I mean, I'll ask a retail shop or somebody, you know, for a donation all day long. But anyway, I suggested to the group. So what do we get? I wouldn't donate to MBS or MHC. They're just front groups for some liberal organization. Okay. fine with me. Oh, man. All right. Anyway, we're moving on. We got to take another break. I'll tell you about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. It's fishing season. It's here, folks. The perch are going to start running. I think they're running now, some big yellow perch, and we're going to get some white perch right behind them. So get out there. The crappies are biting. Get out there and go fishing. And to do that, go down to Clyde Sports Shop. Get your license. Get your line put on your reels. Get your rod tips repaired. Get your guides repaired. And pick up some small baits for trout and for perch and for crappies and everything else. So there you go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, celebrating 60 years from 1957 to 2017. 60 years in business, same location, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com. Or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Naeem! Naeem Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippy Doe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Mills. That is pretty wild.
All right, we're back. A little Jerry there, a little Amos Moses. Yeah. Did your daddy ever use you for alligator bait?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Crab bait?
Probably.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We threw a bunch of stuff out there today. By the way, on the donate button, it's not a donut button.
Okay, you and my daughter can get off my back. It's a donate button.
Did you say donut or did I
say? I said donut.
You said donut. Well, look, anybody wants to send donuts.
I know, I said Alan would like a donut
friend of mine, but I would really like more people to look at the donation thing.
Brian, you'd like the donut button.
Yeah.
I can't even say either one of them.
That's your daughter, Brian.
Brian's my daughter, yes.
Yes, exactly.
They're my biggest critic on here.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And I know they're listening, apparently. That's a good thing.
They
the
are
more
listening.
Listeners, the better.
They're on their way to the Harrisburg show.
I know. That's good. That's good. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Somebody take us out of here. Come on, we need two or three more phone calls. That's all we need. And we'll get out of here. And, you know, Alan Summers is coming up next with the Garden Club. You know, he's even, he's so ready to go. He brought all his garden implements with him. He brought his shovel. He brought his rake. He brought his hoe with him. So, you know, he's ready to go. 410-922-6680.
We've got people putting in their...
Now we got donut requests coming in on
texting. It's my son-in-law.
Yeah, I know. Well. What are we going to talk about for the next little bit?
I don't know.
I'm about out of time. I'm about out of ideas here. You know what I mean? So, but I will tell you.
Brian says we have a full... We have a truck full of critics.
Well...
Her and her friends are all going up to the show.
I get that. Well, bring the tell the critics to get on
here. The critics should get online
and
call
right.
us.
Get the critics on here. That's right. You got it.
That didn't happen real quick.
No, it's not going to happen. We'll see. There's Pam calling from Earlville. Wonder what Pam has on her mind. Is that one of your? Is that one of our critics?
This is one I can't repeat.
What?
I'm sorry. No.
On our Facebook page.
No. The critics are...
They're out there.
They're out there.
Oh, yeah. You mean on Facebook?
No.
Oh, in driving?
Driving to Harrisburg.
All right. You're confusing me.
I'm doing my best.
Let's talk to Pam in Irwell. Good morning, Pam. How are you, dear?
Hi, Pam.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, great. What's going on? Confused right now, but...
My husband is going to be... He's going to crack up when he knows I called you guys.
Why?
He listens to you guys all the time, but he's out of town, so I picked up the pieces for him.
Well, good for you. What's wrong with that?
We're having a wild game dinner at our church, March 11th at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And we're having a lot of wonderful speaker. We're having bear and wild boar sausage and trout and ostrich. And,
well, why don't you, rather than a commercial, why don't you tell us the location? And tell us if it's available online anywhere.
Yes, it is. Okay, it's 1842 Otch Chapel Road, Newark, Delaware, 19702, and that's March 11th at 4 p.m.
And what's the church?
Lighthouse Baptist.
Lighthouse Baptist in Newark. Okay,
that actually sounds really good.
Does sound good.
And you can get tickets at lbcde.org. You can order them online until I think the 13th. They go up to $30. You can get them for $25 before that.
All right, Pam.
Thank you so much.
You got a free plug. Well, I wouldn't let you do that, but I hunt in Earlville. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, there's some big deer up there. We just had to... new number 7 with the bow kill, non-typical deer come out of Earlville.
Oh, my.
As a tremendous buck, tremendous buck. The story's going to be in the next Hunting Quarterly magazine, so look for it up that way.
Yes, can you repeat your magazine, please? I want to
Maryland, get that. Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
All right.
MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read the entire magazine online.
All righty.
Okay.
Sounds great.
You got
Thank
it. Thanks,
so
Pam.
Much.
Yep. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. We had another game feast come in, a couple of them, and Johnny Ray Solling, his church is having a beast feast.
Oh, that'd be neat. I want to try the ostrich. That sounded really good.
I'll have to shoot you one.
No, well, I want to. Maybe we'll just go to that, and I can try it first.
The March 11th is the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit.
Okay, never mind.
In Glen Burnie, and we're going to that because the Maryland Hunting Coalition supports MBS. MBS supports Maryland Hunting Coalition.
I know. Well, I didn't know it was the same day.
Well, we got a lot coming up in March.
It's going to be busy.
March is going to be very busy. Of course, I'm the MC of a couple of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's deals, so, you know, it's what I do, you know. What?
Nothing.
It's what I do during the
time. I know it
year.
Is. It's fun.
It's fun?
Yep.
Got it.
Here we go with Ken with the
cream. Here we go with the donuts. We've got a request for Boston cream with chocolate. We got a now John, old man John, wants an apple fritter. We're not taking donut in her. Well, we've had more people hit the donut button than we've had hit the donate button.
That's all right. Brian wants to know why I'll try ostrich and not deer.
I don't know. Hey, Jim, how are you? How are things in Overly?
Fine. And I want to apologize. I listened to you for years, and
yeah.
I'm not the one, unfortunately, to make phone calls and write letters all the time like we should. For
Got
the
it.
Causes.
Yeah.
But I would like to say to you, I was listening this morning, and I heard earlier, I only caught about 80% of it, but between the hunting people and the, anyway, what I want to do is, if I'll go on your site, of course, but I would like the two top organizations that I could have from you to donate a recurring monthly donation. I hope you have that button available on your site, by the way.
On our site, we do. We have a couple people that do have a recurring monthly donation coming in, and they set that up through the PayPal account on our on our page. You just go to Maryland Hunting MDHuntingCoalition.org, and there's a donate button there, and you can set everything up through your PayPal, you know, through your credit card.
Okay, now that's for hunting. Do you have a site that you would recommend? I'm already a member of the NRA and the
right.
DOA, but any from Maryland to help with the firearms because they're so restricted here. Do you have the hunting one? I wouldn't mind supporting that and one other.
The Maryland MD Hunting Coalition. Well, we are advertising for the Associated Gun Clubs. They're very active. They have a good page, and that's associatedgunclubs.org, I believe, also.
I could look at that. By the way, a quick question. Did you actually say earlier that Alan was bringing his equipment and his hoe to the studio?
That's what I said. His shovel, his rake, and his hoe, his garden implements.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Look, I listened to you for years, and you guys are great. I appreciate you, and all your folks.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Sure, bye-bye.
There he goes. John in Baltimore, what's up?
Alan, I got a question about Clyde's. Once a year in the springtime, I think it is, they usually have a half-price sale on monofilm and fishing line.
Yep.
Wait, is that coming up soon? I missed it last year.
March 17th it starts for 10 days.
God bless you. Thank you. And then one other quick question, if you got time. I've been missing your show from Aberdeen. I got a house in Aberdeen. And it's 7:30 up until 7:30. The AM don't come in good.
I know. Well, hey, look, John, you can always go online and catch the podcast.
Been doing that, yes, sir.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Also, there's a app that
what
I listen to it on the Eastern Shore. WCBM app. You can get it on
the WCBM app. Put it on your phone. Put it on your.
I don't have an app, but
okay.
We'll do the podcast.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, John.
God bless.
Gotta roll. All right. Well, we're going to take our last break, and we're good to go.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Okay, what do we got? About a minute left, something like that, before the music starts. I just want to say, folks, look, you know, I am passionate about what we do in Annapolis. I am passionate about the Merrill Hunting Coalition, and it's not that I leave anything else out, but, you know, this show is driven by phone calls, and I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about between phone calls. So if you want to talk about something else, you want to change the subject up, feel free. This show is open format the whole way, unless we have a guest, and we got a couple coming up. Our Game On guy is coming up on the 25th, I think, Robin.
Yes.
You know, Game On, Game Cooking?
Yep.
Yeah. So
oh, is it?
Yeah.
25th?
Yeah.
I'll be here that day.
Yep. He'll be here. So anyway, folks, listen, we appreciate all your listening, and we hope we didn't tune anybody out. But you got to understand, what happens in Annapolis this time of year affects us as sportsmen, hunters, fishermen, bow hunters, crabbers, the whole deal. And if you figure out how to get involved with the system, just make a phone call. You can make a big difference. So, my name is Alan Ellis.